KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 69 degrees. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today with a high of 89. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In state news, three people were injured during a collision Friday afternoon on Interstate 80 in eastern Iowa, including two people from western Iowa. The State Patrol says a 2019 Kenworth semi-tractor was traveling east on I-80 in Johnson County and had slowed for traffic ahead that had stopped due to a previous accident. A 2004 Ford Windstar van also traveling eastbound on I-80 rear-ended the semi's trailer. The crash occurred around 2:35 p.m. Friday. Following the collision, both vehicles came to rest in the lane of traffic. The patrol says two of the crash victims, a 52-year-old and a 16-year-old in the van, were from Carroll. They were transported by ambulance to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City, with a 52-year-old flown by helicopter to the facility. The third victim was a 46-year-old truck driver from Baltimore, Maryland. He was transported by an Iowa DOT enforcement officer to the hospital. All three crash victims were wearing their seatbelts. Their names were being withheld by authorities pending completion of the accident investigation. The operator of a moped was injured Thursday evening when he was hit by a pickup truck in Creston. Police there say 31-year-old Jesse Daniel Megason of Creston was transported by EMS ambulance to the Greater Regional Medical Center for treatment of suspected serious and/or incapacitating injuries. That accident happened around 6:15 Thursday at the intersection of West Union and South Elm Streets. Authorities say the moped was stopped at the stop sign on Union Street while a 2013 Ford F-150 pickup, driven by 62-year-old Rebecca Joanne Barons of Lenox, was traveling north on Elm. Barons noticed there was a line of cars that were stopped and waiting for the railroad crossing arms to raise ahead of her. Megason wanted to turn west onto Union Street. He proceeded to travel north on the opposite side of the road and then attempted to turn left onto Union Street. Barons said that she did not see the moped and hit the left side of the machine with the left side of her pickup. Megason told authorities he was thrown off his moped, which sustained about $300 damage. The pickup sustained about $50 damage. There were no citations issued. A 19-year-old woman who was struck by a pickup truck Friday night while crossing the street has died. The Iowa State Patrol says the woman was crossing Hubbell Avenue at Tallgrass Parkway in Altoona when she was hit by a 2002 Chevy pickup driven by 31-year-old Andrew W. Reed of Altoona. The accident happened around 9:40 p.m. Friday. Authorities say Reed had the green light at the intersection. The accident name's victim was being withheld pending notification of family. A single vehicle accident in southeast Iowa's Van Buren County has claimed the life of an Ottumwa man. The State Patrol reports 55-year-old Michael Dwayne Lawson was driving a 2015 Chevy northbound on County Road V56 at around 11:30 last night when he ran a stop sign at the intersection with J40. His vehicle crossed through the intersection and entered the north ditch, striking an embankment. Lawson, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died from his injuries at the scene. And three people from Clinton in eastern Iowa were injured during a single vehicle accident at around 1:35 p.m. Friday. The State Patrol says a 2000 Pontiac Montana van driven by a 27-year-old from Clinton was westbound on 292nd Street when the driver lost control. When the van entered the south shoulder, the driver overcorrected, causing the vehicle to roll over before landing on its passenger side in the westbound lanes of traffic. The driver and his two passengers, one of whom is 24 and who was not wearing a seatbelt, were injured and transported to Genesis East Hospital by DeWitt Ambulance. The names of the injured are being withheld by authorities pending an investigation. The driver and the other passenger were wearing their seatbelt, according to the patrol. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Omaha says repair work on a levee breach near Hamburg has been completed. The agency said in a news release Friday that the breach was one of four priority breaches to be closed in the wake of historic flooding along the Missouri River in March. The Corps says the work, which began in early May, was completed Thursday. Newt Marine Service of Dubuque was awarded the $12 million contract for the repair work. The Corps says more than 500 miles of levees on the Missouri, Platte, and Elkhorn Rivers, as well as other tributaries, experienced significant flood damage this year. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department reports an expert with a company providing playground equipment for the Schulberg Recreation Area is scheduled to be on the site next week, and volunteers are needed to help put the equipment together. Crews will be working on the west side of the park from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on July 31st and August 1st. Lunch will be provided. You can work for any length of time you have available during those hours on those 2 days. Just show up with your gloves and any tools you might think would be helpful, such as wrenches or screwdrivers, that type of thing. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer on Friday advises it's that time of year where residents find door-to-door out of the area, sales and contractors knocking on their doors. Palmer said also this is a reminder you should also always check with the Better Business Bureau or similar agencies prior to agreeing to or signing any contracts with these people. He adds to make sure the work is exactly what you believe it will be. Every year, residents have work done by the traveling persons and companies and don't get the work or quality of work they think they will get. Once those people or companies are paid and have completed the work and are gone, he says it's almost impossible to recoup any losses for services performed or not performed. In the past, false identifications and company names have been used. The sheriff stresses once again to ask for references and check them out. Do not fall for pressure sales because they are usually too good to be true. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office on Friday said 36-year-old Amanda Marie Vacanti of Omaha was served with a warrant Thursday afternoon for being a fugitive from justice. Vacanti is an inmate at the Pott County Jail. After being served with a Douglas County, Nebraska warrant, she was turned back over to corrections staff. And a prisoner at the Douglas County, Nebraska jail, 36-year-old Christina Dawn Short of Carter Lake, was transported to the Pott County Jail Thursday to address a warrant for violation of probation. A man being held in the Washington County, Nebraska jail was transported to the Pott County Jail Thursday afternoon. 22-year-old Tyler James Moss of Council Bluffs was wanted on a state of Iowa warrant for escape from custody and violation of parole. His bond on the escape warrant was set at $1,000. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Henrietta Henry Joan Beckenhauer, age 85, of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for Henrietta Beckenhauer will be held today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Mary Lois Simmons Carlisle, age 95, of Griswold, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lois Carlisle will be today at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Recon Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting the family. Betty Jean Boyk, age 93, of Harlan, died Wednesday in Fremont, Nebraska. Funeral services for Betty Jean Boyk will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Margaret Tina Jones Larson of Audubon has died. A celebration of life for Tina Jones Larson will be today from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Audubon Parish Center, with memories shared at 1:30. Norma Johnson, age 95, of Greenfield, died January 11th at her son's home in Missouri. Memorial graveside services for Norma Johnson will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Linda Brownlee, age 74, of Adair, died May 22nd. Memorial services for Linda Brownlee will be today at 2:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Funeral Home has the arrangements. Loretta Dunan Peterson, age 96, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Loretta Peterson will be Monday at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Wendell Shear, age 66, of Kempner, Texas, died July 20th. Funeral services for Wendell Shear will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. James Waddell Fender, age 79, of Manila and formerly of Carson, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Jim Fender will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the Wheeler Grove Church east of Carson. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Diana Fagan, age 65, of Manning, died Thursday at the Acura Healthcare in Manning. A mass of Christian burial for Diana Fagan will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Gladys McCrory, age 94, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Gladys McCrory will be Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Bruce Kelly Evans, age 64, of Griswold, died July 20th. Graveside services for Bruce Evans will be on Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Griswold Cemetery. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And Freeman Mike Forrest, age 95, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Mike Forrest has donated his body to science, and there will be a memorial open house for his family and friends held at a future date. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.